In Galatians 6, verse 11 to 15, see with what large letters I have written to you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, these would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But God forbid that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but new creation. Well, the reading of God's word. So the apostle in the last several sections, in the last half of chapter 5, he's been talking to them about the spirit and the flesh and the battle that every believer is in as the Holy Spirit helps us and leads us. In the first half of chapter 6, the last couple of portions that we have had in Galatians, he talks about helping one another and doing good to one another. And yes, that includes earthly things, but in the context, it's especially in the privilege that we have in participating in the Spirit's work in one another's lives, which of course, as we do that, we are taking heed to ourselves, lest we ourselves be tempted, understanding that there's going to be a temptation to pride, a temptation of comparing ourselves to one another as we participate in one another's lives. But if Jesus has given us this privilege and command to participate in his work in one another's lives, you can't just decide not to because there's a temptation to pride. You have to do what he says and listen to the warnings that he gives. Now the apostle turns and he points out a group of people that are not doing what he has been describing in the last chapter or so. From the middle of chapter 5, or really earlier in chapter 5, that their goal in getting the Galatians to keep the law is to boast in the Galatians' flesh. You can see that in verse 13. They desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. You see, the Judaizers, these legalistic type, pharisaical types who had been trying to convince the Galatians that if they would just add these things from the old Jewish rituals in, that would make them really really spiritual and really impressive. They just wanted to be able to say, look at what we got them to do. They wanted to boast in the Galatians' flesh. But Paul says here, what you ought to be aiming at and what I am aiming at with you is something that no flesh at all can accomplish. Circumcision, uncircumcision, that's not the point here. The point is something that only Jesus can do. Look at that in our last verse there. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but new creation. And so if what the Lord is doing in our lives, and you can tie this back to what we were hearing this morning, first thing this morning in the class about the work of the Spirit, is something only God can do. And so there's no boasting at all. When you realize how glorious is the work of God for a believer in Jesus Christ and in a believer in Jesus Christ, then you say with the apostle, God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so whether he's talking about his own life and growing in Christ and becoming more like Christ, he doesn't say, look what I have done. He says, look what Christ has done. And he says, and when when the Lord does in you what I have been telling you about by his Spirit, I'm not going to say about you Galatians, look what I, the Apostle Paul, have done. I'm going to say, look what Christ has done by his Spirit. And so, a believer, whether he's talking about something that the Lord has done in another believer and given him the privilege of participating in, or whether he's talking about his own maturing in faith and growing and putting to death that list of things that chapter 5 gave us under the works of flesh, or growing in seeing that list of things chapter 5 describes as the fruit of the Spirit. He doesn't say, look what I have done, look what I have helped them do, but we say, look what Christ has done. And how important is this? He is really, this is Paul driving home the message of the whole book. Whether you're talking about the forgiveness of sins of someone who is an unbeliever, bringing them to faith in Christ, becoming right before God, the only thing that you want to end up saying about that is, look what Christ has done. Or whether you're talking about someone growing in grace and becoming more like Jesus, killing more of those works of the flesh, growing in producing, bearing more of that fruit of the Spirit, what you want to come away saying is only, look what Christ has done. That's been the whole point of the whole book. And so Tertius, he actually gives it to us, right? Was that in last week's portion or this week's portion? Or last week's or next week's? I think. Now I'm not finding. Maybe that's a different letter. Anyway, in another letter, the apostle had a scribe named Tertius who greeted them. He said, you know, I who write this letter, I Tertius who write this letter. It doesn't mean that the letter wasn't from Paul. It meant that it was from Paul in the handwriting of Tertius. Well, now we've got from Paul in the handwriting of Paul. And whether this is because his eyes are failing or, you know, he's old and because of the number of beatings he's had, who knows whether there's a physical component, but he calls their attention literally to the size of the script. And he doesn't mind that this part be written big, because this is the biggest part. Look what Christ has done. Now, if you're not trusting only in Christ and following only the instructions of Christ as you hope in the Spirit to do the work in you, that's not what you're aiming at. But when the Lord does bless those things to us, God forbid that we should do things that are given by Christ, that we know can only be powered by Christ by the work of his Spirit, and then feel pretty good about ourselves for having done it. Or feel pretty good about ourselves for having gotten someone else to do that. Paul says, God forbid that I should respond to his using this letter to do that work in you the way they are responding. But my hope, says the apostle, and I'm writing it with my own hand because this is the main thing in the book, is that you follow what I said by the Holy Spirit's work in you, and that you and I both together will boast only in the cross of Jesus Christ and say, look what Christ has done. The creation was a great work. But this isn't circumcision or uncircumcision. This is new creation. Look what Christ has done.